Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Look, I'm just going to give you the mic because you've been ripping on the Steelers all year. And so I know you want to gloat. I know you do.
I do because, Chris, we do have a microwave take. Can we go back about 5 or 6 weeks? And, Chris, let's do it.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
The worst 11-0 team in NFL history. And if they think they're going to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC or win a Super Bowl with this team, you can forget about it. This is going to be a regular season, Charlie. That's what this will be. And they will go just like they have in years gone by under the great Mike Tomlin and go play a real AFC team and get their clocks clean. There it is. And you know what, Chris Broussard? They got their clocks cleaned by a team that won 11 games this year. And we could say whatever we want about the Browns. The reason I didn't think they had a chance to win, Chris, was because their coach was missing and their left tackle, and they had 5 or 6 other guys with COVID. That's why I didn't think
the
Browns had a shot.
They couldn't practice,
Rob. Okay, right.
To me, that was the biggest thing. They couldn't practice. They practiced once in 2 weeks.
Exactly. So that's why I didn't think the Browns could win.
Right.
But let's be honest, Chris. I never bought into the Steelers. Remember as they won those 11 games, I kept going, look at who they played. They beat the Ravens, but the Ravens had 4 turnovers. Do you remember when they beat the Cowboys? And Chris, you remember what that microwave take was from? That was when they beat RG3. You remember how terrible they looked in that game? And that was a game that the Ravens were missing 19 players. And RG3, who hadn't played in 9 years or whatever it is, went out there, played awful.
Yeah, he looked bad.
And they barely beat them. Do you remember? That's why I went crazy. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Hello, is this mic on?
are frauds, were frauds all freaking year. They were terrible. They were never competing, Chris, even when they were 11-0. Be honest. Did you ever think they had a chance at going to the Super Bowl from the AFC? None, right? Never. What team is 11-0 to start the year and they're not even included in making a real run? It's because people looked at that team. And I told you, Big Ben, I'd rather have Uncle Ben. Enough with the Big Ben. I mean, can we move on from that now? Yes, I know he won you two Super Bowls. And I'll tell you this. He didn't get into the end zone in Detroit against Seattle when they won that Super Bowl. And his numbers aren't that impressive when you talk about postseason. Big Ben, enough already. The Steelers need to, Chris, move on. This was if you're ownership, you can't feel good at what went on. I mean, at home, they had lost, the Browns had lost 17 straight in Pittsburgh. Hello? Is that extra ketchup on that hot dog? 17 straight.
You pulling out all your little cliches that we've heard 134 times before.
But it works today. It just fits.
You're right. Before you break your arm patting yourself on the back.
Thank you.
Slow down. Thank you very much. All right. I mean, first of all, saying they were the worst 11-0 team ever was not some huge revelation. You weren't stepping out on a huge limb. 9 of the 12 teams that have gone 11-0 in the NFL went to the Super Bowl. And as you said, none of us thought the Steelers were going to the Super Bowl. Rob Parker, I actually believe I had the better take. My take was this. They're not that good of a team. And they overachieved madly to get to 11-0. And I know the way it ended, it's ugly. You're right. I mean,
the regular season, we cannot poo-poo what happened.
In the regular season, 1-4, and then to lose to a team that in your division, a rival that didn't have its head coach, didn't have some of its best players, wasn't able to practice. I mean, you're right. Ugly as all get out. And you know what? They won't. This will never go away. I mean, now the Steelers are a great organization.
This leaves a mark.
You would guess they'll win a Super Bowl again or more in the future. But this will never, they'll never feel good about this year. It'll never wear off. But here's the thing. This is what I was saying, Rob. And I was one of those that picked the Steelers to make the playoffs. I'm not saying I was the only one. A lot of people probably did. But if you could look, if at this point, let's say after the season, if mid-February, someone had said to you, the Steelers went 12-4, won their division, and lost in the first round of the playoffs, you would have said, you know what? That's pretty good for them, because I didn't even think they were that good. And I get it. Like I said, the way it ended, it'll never be that simple. I'm just saying this team overachieved to a great extent to even get to 11-0. And you're right. No, none of us really believed they were that good. And it ended up bearing out at the end.
And the finish, you know, you always remember how you finish something and what it looked like.
Right.
And that's it. This season, Chris, with the 12 wins and, you know, 11-0 start or whatever, and the comeback against the Colts. Remember? They were down big.
Yep.
Everybody thought that they got it fixed. They didn't get it fixed. It was a bad ending.
You'd rather
to a bad
be
team.
Like 4-2, 7-4, or let's say 7-3, 10-4, and then you finish 12-4. You know what I mean? Then go 11-0 and then finish 1-4 and it ends like this. And here's the thing about Big Ben. Look, you know he does not want to finish his career on this note. I mean, this is, Rob, this was about the worst possible way you could finish a career, right? I mean, other than like a serious injury or something like that. But as far as a game, like I said, division rival, you're heavily favored. They don't have their coach. They don't have some of their best players. They couldn't practice. And you go out and lay an egg, Rob, it reminded me, you know, they came back and, you know, maybe had Nick Chubb not gotten that screen, you know, screen pass touchdown, maybe had a shot to make it interesting in the second half. But it reminded me, remember the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning's first with Denver?
Yeah.
When it was just against Seattle, it was over from jump.
They were annihilated. Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's what like reminded after me. Pouncey threw that ball over his head, and then
that
Chris,
was it.
The way that they went after the ball, what was that?
Yeah, like, that I
like, did you see the both of them? Like the way they went after the ball, it was right there. There were two Steelers.
Yep.
There to grab the ball. All right, it would have been second down, and at the 1 yard line, you would have been in bad field position. But they didn't go after
get
the
on
ball.
The ball. Exactly. Get on the ball.
I didn't get that.
So I'm with you on Big Ben. I think you got to move on. They can save like $19 million off their cap hit, and you know, look, he's as you said, two Super Bowls. He's a Hall of Famer. You agree with that, right?
No, I get all that. But
you got to move on. He's old, too. It's not like he's 34. Not like it's insulting to move off of the dude at 38, 39, whatever he is. It's time to go.
It is time to go. And, Chris, we talked about him this year, and he just doesn't look like that guy. And four interceptions. He was I don't care. The score looks better, but that game was never that close. And Mike Tomlin punting the ball fourth and one when they got a little momentum going, Chris, when you're down big
you got to take advantage of it.
You got to go for it. That would be like kicking a field goal down by three touchdowns. You know, like right. What are you doing?
Right.
Like
right.
The momentum was going the Steelers' way, wasn't it?
Right. Absolutely. I do agree. Let me say this, and I saw several people go hard. I mean, Rob, go hard is an understatement. Blame several people, and I don't know how much TV you were watching today, you know, all the sports shows. Several people blame, and I do mean blame, Juju Smith-Schuster for the loss.
No.
Because of what he said. Now, look, you and I both went at him on Friday. It was stupid. You know, you didn't stop
it,
Juju.
We said
you don't need
it, right.
to be dancing on logos. You don't need to be talking big when you've been mediocre for the last few years. However, to say that they lost because he set a horrible tone with that comment, I can't buy that, man.
I can't buy it either, Chris. You know what? They weren't prepared. I don't know what they were thinking. They didn't take the team seriously because they hadn't been in the playoffs, Chris, since, what, 2002? They had beaten them 17 straight times in Pittsburgh. So maybe they thought it was automatic. Maybe they thought they could just roll the ball out on the field and it was going to be a done deal. And even after the first mistake, all right, and the Browns took advantage of it, the game wasn't over, Chris.
No, not at all.
And the Browns bashed him over the head after that. And it was ugly. It was as bad as an ending as can happen. And I'll tell you, if Mike Tomlin didn't have his credentials, and I mean never having a losing record, won a Super Bowl, Chris, making the playoffs most of the time right during his run,
right?
A lot of guys would have got fired off of that. That you couldn't beat a team without their coach, a team that wasn't able to practice that much, a team that had numerous players down with COVID, and you got your butts kicked in a playoff game at home. That's a fireable offense for most coaches, Chris.
I agree, but I don't think he should be fired. And I don't think you're saying that either. I mean, like you said,
he's proven himself.
And again, Rob, I give him a lot of credit for the 11-0 start. Because that team, let's just be honest, they're not that good. And last year with Mason Rudolph at quarterback, and I mean, to get them to 8-8. And so I agree with you. And obviously, that's not a good look for him. But I think his history, what he did last year, what he did earlier this year, and even, let's face it, Rob, even the fact that, and I know Antonio Brown went, you know, he had his moments in Pittsburgh and it ended ugly, but I think Tomlin got points for that too, right? The way Antonio went to two other teams and just, you know, was hazardous.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And people looked at it like, wow, he was able to get that out of AB. I know, but at this point, like I'm looking at it.
No, I'm just saying, like those are feathers in his cap. So to speak.
This one was a stinker.
Yeah, it was bad. There's no defending him, and I think he would admit it was bad as well.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We got news, some news, Chris, about Bill Belichick. Does Ralph, we want to read this, or you want to read it? We can read this step, but basically here's the gist of it. Bill Belichick was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and he was supposed to go to the White House or to D.C. Was it this week? To receive it.
Yes.
And he has decided against receiving the Medal of Freedom because of what happened last week on Wednesday when there was an insurrection. And to say that the president's handling of it was not good would be a dramatic.
Well, that he was an instigator, right? That's yes. the way a lot yes. of people in Congress and you know and
yes.
Look at it. And Chris,
and
this trying is the part
to impeach
that
him because of it, and so on and so forth. So I applaud Bill Belichick for this. I think it's a great statement he's made, and we don't have to read his statement, but one thing
going.
He said is that he's very proud of what his team did this year in fighting against social injustice and things like that. And here's one thing I'll say, Rob. When you play or coach professional sports at the highest level, football or basketball especially, you're dealing with, obviously, a ton of African Americans.
Does it,
you get
all
to
right,
know
I'm
them as
stop
friends.
You. Go ahead.
You get to know them as friends. You get to know them as, you know, co-workers and so on and so forth. And you, especially now when the players, you know, teams would sit and talk about these things and you hear stories from African Americans about what they've gone through. And I think that's different. All the studies show white Americans are the most segregated people in America. They don't typically, you know, most of them grow up around African Americans, knowing a lot of African Americans. And so they don't understand, many of them, the struggles and challenges that African Americans face. And so I think players, coaches who are in close proximity with African Americans on a daily basis because of their jobs, I think they get it a little more, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't. There's a lot of football coaches. You hear Mike Ditka, Tommy Tuberville, one office, Chris, pro Trump. There's a lot of guys.
Well, that doesn't mean they're not going to vote for Trump. But
no, I'm not saying
that. I know black
that,
people that voted for Trump.
I know that, but I'm talking about there's other guys out there too who have been
very
against.
True. I'm not
who have been against.
Total,
even though they've been black,
think.
You know, I'm just saying it ain't that just because they work with people or they have been around them. I'm just saying, in this case, I applaud Bill Belichick. I really do, because of what's going on. Trump considers him a good friend, a great friend. And for Bill Belichick and these moments, Chris, when everybody's coming down on Trump saying, hey, I'm not going to be a part of this. And for him to go out of his way in his statement to talk about 2020 and equality and, you know, and social justice or whatever, I applaud that. I really do. Because he could have just said, well, I'm not going to go now because of what's going on in Washington. He didn't have to say that he's not going to. He said he's not accepting it.
Right.
There's a big
right.
difference between not traveling and not going to the White House, you know, after this, and to say, I'm not accepting an honor bestowed to me from supposedly a friend of mine who just happens to be the president. So if I'm a player and I'm looking at Bill Belichick here, I admire this. I do.
Let's face it. Anyone who is viewed as not just voting for Trump, but like who has championed him or,
right.
or you know,
that's the better word, Chris. That's
still,
the better word, champion.
Yeah, championed
that's
him.
Right.
You're in trouble. It's not going to go well. Like Ted Cruz, I think is done as a politician. Like his credibility is shot. And anybody that has championed this, I think it's. If
it's
you're
a
public figure, it's not going to look good for you. So
I think he did the
I'm
right
not
thing.
Saying that he didn't do. Yeah, he definitely did the right thing in my view. And I'm not saying it wasn't sincere. I think it was sincere. But, yeah, you just can't, I don't think in this moment, be seen as a person that champions Donald Trump. Because, like you said, he's viewed as the guy that essentially led or called for this insurrection.
No
and
doubt.
There are police being investigated through this route.
Yeah.
That may have been
it's a mess, Chris. It's a mess,
right.
Definitely.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let's move to another one of his team, the Baltimore Ravens. And all is well in Baltimore, Rob. They had a good win over the Tennessee Titans, and Lamar Jackson's first playoff win. So props to Lamar. A lot of people, you know, criticizing him for never winning the playoff game his first 2 years. And he was spectacular. Look, great team effort, period. But Lamar Jackson was the show. He was the reason they won. That scramble was a 57-yard touchdown run.
Yep. Wait, outran the secondary.
Yes.
And Chris
juked the safety. Safety got to make a better effort than that. But he tried. This was one of the fastest dudes in the league. But, yes, he was tremendous.
And the other part, too, down 10-0, it looked like, uh-oh, here we go again.
That interception.
Am I right? Didn't it look like that?
Yep, it did.
Uh-oh, here we go. He can't win in the playoffs. Everybody was writing their columns. It was over.
Well,
Chris,
and also,
you know,
when you get down, that's been the knock on them.
That he can't
get
come
them
back.
Down. Yeah, because they can't throw the ball, so you know they're going to run, and then you can really shut them down. You're right, Rob. He showed not only physical greatness, but a lot of mental fortitude and toughness to not
you know, as you said, a lot of people thinking this thing is over.
He could have easily done it himself, Chris, right? Mentally.
Yep.
Like, oh, I just threw a pick. Oh, my God, here we go. Oh, man, I can't win, blah, blah, blah. That unanimous MVP doesn't mean anything. We just ran off 6 wins in a row to end the season. We're putting up 40 points every game, and we're down 10-0, and I'm playing like poo-poo. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it didn't derail him or stop him. He played through it, and they came back with a resounding win. That is a big win for them, Chris, because their defense is good. They've been putting up points. They've been scoring. They got the monkey off their back. It's all, to me, the Ravens, and even, sure, they have bigger fish to fry, Chris. Sure, they want to get to the Super Bowl and all those other things. But they don't have to play scared anymore that they can't win a playoff game. Some of the pressure has been relieved. Not all of it, but some of it. They can just go out and play. There's no questions about, can he win you a football game in the playoffs? He did it. I'm serious. I think it's a big breakthrough for the Ravens and for Lamar.
I think it's a breakthrough. I think you went a little far. I don't think they were going out there playing scared. If they were playing scared, they wouldn't have won that game.
No, but I'm saying when you start to lose it, and that's all people
hear,
are talking about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the reporters are all asking about it. But it's a great win. It's great for him. Even if they had lost, I think the narrative would have been, oh, he can't win you a playoff game, this and that. It would have been overstated, Rob. We know this. He's very young in his career. You know, it's no shame as a young player, you know, losing some playoff games. But it is good that he got it off his back. And more importantly, I think they're tough. I mean, look, you know, my pick is Kansas City. And I think they're the best team in football. But Buffalo is tough. Baltimore is tough. And I know Kansas City has handled Baltimore. They have been, he even said it himself. Lamar, they have been his kryptonite. And they waxed them earlier in the year. What was the score? It was a blowout.
Yeah, but they haven't waxed anybody since week 8, though.
No, but 34-20. But I'm not, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm certainly not, and I don't think the Chiefs would do this either. You can't rest on your laurels. You can't think, oh, we've owned these guys. We've been able to shut Lamar down. We're in his head. He himself said we're his kryptonite. You better come out there. And I know they don't even meet. They're playing the Browns. So, you know, they may not even get to Lamar. But Buffalo, and if they meet Kansas City, you can't overlook this team. They're tough. Like you said, the defense is legit. I do think it's a significant win. I don't agree that they were out there playing scared and stuff. But I do think it's a good win. Gets the monkey off his back. And it's going to give them a little bit more confidence. And so, you're going to have to beat them because that's a big win. Tennessee is physical. They're tough. They held Derrick Henry to like 40
yards. 40
yards,
Chris. 40 yards. I mean, what, for their defense? How do you not feel great about that? Where was that game played, Chris?
Tennessee.
In Tennessee. What? You had a guy who rushed for 2,000 yards this year to 40 yards in his own crib?
Yeah.
Please. Yep. You were down 10-0?
Yeah, they did a good job. And I when it was 10-0, Rob, I was thinking Tennessee had that thing.
You and everybody, Chris. You and everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
And Baltimore went on, outscoring them 20-3 the rest of the way. So, good win. And Lamar had, you know, he had a couple nice passes. The interception, the first pick, was a horrible pass. That was another thing. It was like, my God. It wasn't just an interception. It was a horrible pass.
Right. Sometimes guys make good plays to make interceptions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, every interception isn't always that you threw it right to him. A guy makes a dive, make a dive and catch. Yep. You know, or
a receiver drops a ball, is tipped or something like that.
Exactly. There's a lot of interception. You know, I picked Baltimore to go to the Super Bowl before the season started. I really like where they are. They've come a long way, Chris. We were talking on this show when they were on the outside looking in. Do you remember? They were on the outside looking in.
Right.
It's been a remarkable turnaround. And then when they played Cleveland, that game.
Slow up.
Nah, I'm not slowing
remarkable
up.
Remarkable turnaround.
Yes, they were bad in the middle of the season.
This is a team that a lot of people picked to get to the Super Bowl. No, but what not are you
the way
about?
But not the way that they played.
It's all
when
about
they were,
perception. They had a little dry spell. They won 11 games, Rob. You acted like
Chris,
they were 9-7.
But they
and
won their last six to win
against
11 games.
Chumps.
Nah, I'm not buying
nah,
that.
You,
they
you
were
go
a bad
with
football
every
team.
Every other team
nah,
you
I'm not doing
for
that.
Who they if they didn't beat great teams, you always
nah,
poo-pooed.
They were down and out. They were down and out, and that and a
How
lot of people counted them
out.
They were on the outside looking in. That team should never have been out of the playoff picture. That they have way too much talent, but they played poorly. And you even questioned it. Oh, are they going to make the
remarkable
playoffs?
Remarkable turnaround.
Oh, I don't know how many times you said, well, you know, they might not make it this year. You know, they might not make it. They're
not
on the outside.
Many. Didn't say that many times.
You
in
said
fact,
it a few times.
I may have said it once.
And the bottom line
they
is.
They beat the Cowboys. The Browns, that's a good win. 47-42. They beat the Jaguars. They beat the New York Giants and the Bengals to end the season. So I'm just saying slowly.
How did they beat them? Did they beat them by 3 points?
They beat
points
the Giants 27-13. You proud
okay.
of that? That's great.
Yeah, I am proud of that. 27-13. Look at what are the other scores? Can you go through some of the other scores that they put up?
The Bengals without Joe Burrow.
I don't care who's there.
Congrats.
Did they put up 40 points?
Now you don't care.
Did they put up
but
40
when
points?
When it's Kansas City.
Nah, that's not what I'm talking about.
When it's somebody else, you always say, well, they didn't beat anybody. I'm a big stickler for who you beat.
I'm talking
you
about where that team was,
year,
where that
didn't
team
beat anybody.
No,
in your
where
mind.
That team was,
where
they went to
they
went to Cleveland that had 10 wins, and they beat Cleveland there and had to come from behind and score 47
that. That
points.
That was a good win.
That's a signature win, Chris. That's during
but
the
rest
stretch.
Of them, the remarkable
they still,
turnabout. Nobody
it was.
Thought they couldn't play. They still had that defense. Nobody was saying they couldn't play. They were in a rough patch. Yes, they lost 4 or 5. But
they
I don't think
bad
anybody was saying,
that
oh, they're the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, a lot of people counted them out.
Off.
I'm not counting them out now.
Nobody
I'm back.
Counted them out. No, they said that they're out of the playoffs. That was a statement of fact. That wasn't saying, oh, they're no good. Lamar can't play.
I don't know what you were reading and watching, but I was reading other stuff where people started to say if this team was even going to make it, if they
well,
could turn it around.
Well, it was a legitimate question.
All right, but my point
of-
is – I thought
that's
that they had
was.
Too
it
much
like-
talent, and Lamar has bounced back. That's all. I think it's tremendous, and I still think they're coming out of the AFC. I do.
I just think
they're going
you're
to come
going
out of the
overboard
AFC.
With some of your words. Tremendous. Remarkable. Slow down. It was a good win.
Yeah, like Jordan-esque, right? That's
well,
over the top.
I mean, he's only
yeah.
been an MVP
okay.
and a
all right,
Super
but that's
Bowl
over
champion
the top.
In his first
yeah,
two
okay,
years
but it's still
starter.
Over the top.
So
he ain't win no damn
good.
Six championships to talk
well,
about
stop
some
Stop it. He hadn't
Jordan-esque.
Even played 6 years. Can you keep it on
that's
what he's
Jordan-esque.
Doing
stop
one
it.
Championship ain't Jordan-esque.
6 years, Rob.
Six championship is why you say Jordan-esque, Chris, not one.
Oh, so you can't say it until he wins six, really?
No, because one ain't Jordan-esque.
Everybody doesn't have to sit and wait until it happens to say it like you.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Some people can
my,
make projections.
Point.
I don't know that's your point. I'm saying I can sometimes look at somebody.
And some people are just prisoner
right
of
there.
The moment and they get
great.
Over the top.
Oh,
and you talk
oh,
about
so
me
Patrick
going over
Mahomes
the top.
Is overrated?
That's what
is that
you
what you're
are.
Saying?
That's not what I said. You ain't you
no,
didn't hear
you
me
did.
Say that.
You
didn't
did because I'm not
that.
The only one that's compared you to Michael Jordan.
That's it. Oh, no, you are. You said you coined it.
I'm not the one that said,
you said you coined it. You're the one who said, you're the one bragging about it. You're the one.
Everybody copied
you. You said he was going to win the MVP this year. It was hands down. You remember that? Let's get that hot take.
And that was fine.
Let's get that hot take.
What, you want a cookie?
No, I don't want to. I'm just saying.
Because
I
was wrong with my MVP
picks. No, we're all wrong. All I'm saying is a lot of people counted out the Baltimore Ravens.
Who?
And they're back.
Who?
They're back.
Stop
a lot
it.
Of people.
You want a pat on the back? You've been patting yourself
I'm not
on the
pat
back.
Myself.
I don't need to pat you on the back.
I'm telling
remarkable
you that I picked them. That's all.
Will you stop it?
It was a remarkable turnaround.
It was a good win.
From
they're
left for dead
yes,
to six wins in a row. And they went to Tennessee and stopped
six
the 2,000 yard rusher. Held them to 40.
Cowboys.
Guys.
Giants. Jaguars. Will you slow down? Stop it. My goodness.
Stop
I think they're playing well. I'm just saying the words you're throwing out are a little bit outlandish.
Ridiculous.
That's all a brother's saying. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a good game. Woo! It's going to be a good one with them in Buffalo. That's going to be fun to watch. And
what
at this point,
they're upset all the Chiefs. Are you going to be rooting for the Browns? You're from Cleveland.
Nah, I'm rooting for Kansas City.
Why?
That was my
I thought
pick.
You were a Browns fan.
That was my pick. I didn't say I was Brown. I said I'm from Cleveland.
Yes, you said you wanted the Browns. You don't want the Browns to win?
I wanted them to beat the Steelers.
That's where your parents live. All of a sudden, you're not with the Browns.
Because
you want your narrative to be right. You don't want to
go
back. It's
not a narrative. It's a pick.
Okay.
I want to rub it in your face.
Now, what does that sound like?
No, but, you know, I like Pat Mahomes. But I do think he, at this point, nothing's guaranteed. And so, obviously, you feel good if you're Kansas City or if you want them to win. But you got to go out there and do it. And so, we will see. But if they lose, I'll take it like a man. We'll talk about it. And I won't say, oh, let's talk about something else. I don't want to talk about it. No, we'll talk about it. And they'll lose. They ain't going to win it every year. That's just not going to happen.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.